the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you for being here today. What a busy morning, as I noted. So we've got this beautiful long neck guitar style bass. Now I have to say every instrument's beautiful or they'll feel bad. A beautiful banjo and a beautiful pair of guitars. And we'll talk to these guys in a second, but let's get some music making going. This is Nameless in August.
Fresh up north from way down south, I found work by the railroad tracks. It was good. It was the best time. My lifetime stood still. Time would fill my heart with love. Now it's time I spill. But it was good. It was the best time of my life. Late down, upon a riverbed, hanging a moon within my reach. Now I'm dancing on a city straight. But your memories are just ghosts, and I came close to holding the one that I love most. All the beauty, it was the best time. My life ain't coming back. No use in chasing after. Stop spending time with the railroad disasters. It was good. I learned to let things die. Let me down. There's a reason that boys grow up. There's a reason I won't make the same mistake, yeah. It was good. It was the best time of my life. It was good. It was the best time of my life.
Nameless in August, and that song and the playing reminds me of why we're always happy to have these guys back. Zach, is that one yours?
Yeah, I thought
so. Tell me a little bit. Do you do most of the songwriting?
Primarily, yeah. But it's
Musically, it's definitely a group effort. It's definitely a group effort where we just tweak everything. So we all definitely come together with music and create it. But lyrically, yeah, I do most of it. That was called Railroad Disaster, best time of my life.
Yeah, it's got to be fun when you write a song and bring it to a band and they start to give you some ideas or work yeah. with it a little bit, sort of tweak it here and there. It's fine. I can't, as I said that, I started to think that maybe sometimes it could be frustrating if somebody's taking it in a different direction. But actually, I think it would be fun just to hear what somebody else thought, yeah. whether it's exactly what you were thinking or not.
Yeah, I just had a discussion with someone about it, and it's sort of like other bandmates or people are just more like pillars in the songwriting, and we're like, we have an idea, which is like a structure. And then you could kind of take some weight off of the songwriting, knowing that you could have ideas from other people supporting the song. And that's definitely one of the benefits of collaboration.
Yeah, exactly. It takes the pressure off, mm-hmm. right? You can mm-hmm. come up with something, and then if you got people you can rely on, yeah. you know that they will kind of help you mold it, you know, before it dries completely. Keep this metaphor going here.
Yeah, trusty strength pillars to support these songs.
You're hearing the voice of Zach, also in the band, Jeremy, and good morning to you. I'm supposed to say good morning to the guys that have mics in front of them. Patrick. Patrick's here. And then who else is here? Actually, Jason. Who did I miss? Oh, I missed Jason.
So there was three of us last time
Jason.
We were here.
Yeah.
There was three of us, but Jeremy Colbert is a brand new welcome addition to
yes.
Nameless in August.
Jeremy
he's doing a lot
is
of
who
harmonies.
I don't know. Yeah, yes. I'm. It's been a long. It's tough. Yeah, it's you know we just go through all of this and it eventually all comes together one way or another. I'll look at the wrong person and call them the right name. You guys ready for another song?
Yeah, we're actually talking about it right now.
Yeah, they're negotiating. It's
yes.
fun to watch this.
Let's play a brand new one. This one's a brand new song. It's called Poet. So,
I'm honored. Here's
we're gonna try to rock it out.
Again, is Nameless in August.
Poet at your door. 1, 2, 3, 4. Finally hear myself, not listening to myself. Is it you or something someone like you would say? Don't think, get out of your way. Walking man, you didn't care where you end up, you knew this life would just lift you up. Though it's came before, there's a poet at your door. It's your chance now to listen up. Don't lock them out, don't ignore. Though it's came before, the poet's at your door. It's your chance now to listen up. Don't lock them out.
gotta listen up. Don't lock them out, don't ignore. Oh, it came before the poets at your door. I can finally hear myself.
That's a great, great song. It's a tough radio song because when you record it, you'll have a lot of people like running to the controls thinking it's over. It's a lot easier when I could watch you guys. That's a great sound, and it's great to hear a brand new song. Have you performed that in front of anybody else yet?
We probably played it out, what, four times? Maybe four times we've played this out.
Let's talk to Jeremy now that I can look him in the eye and call him by his right name. And it's tough in the morning sometimes. These guys have really your last solar concert series, which is I think when I saw you last, you guys really brought the house down or the tent. Park down, the tent down. People were really enjoying you. Have you been playing out much, Jeremy?
I've been playing with these guys since about around November.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the last year's podcast of this show. I was setting up a concert with them, and I was learning a couple tunes to sit in on their set, and I kept listening over and over to their set last year. And one thing led to the next, and here I am.
Yeah, I was wondering, who else have you played with?
I've done solo stuff around town a lot. I used to play for the Voodoo Babies. They've been around for a while. And I play for a duo called Boone.
I saw Zach look like it's a long resume, huh?
It's an iceberg impression. Yeah. There's so many there.
What's it like? I'm cute. Well, there's a couple things I want to ask all of you, but so you had to fit in with a reasonably established, you know, group here, and it sounds like it was pretty simple for you.
That balanced.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah, these guys, they host an open stage down at the Blind Pig on Tuesday nights. And it just started by me going down there and just kind of doing some freeform jamming. And it felt really good. And I've had a blast. I felt really natural coming into the group. And it's been, I think, a mutual thing.
One thing, especially now that we're carried, we have a new affiliate called IQ Kids Radio, which... means we have a lot of younger kids listening. We've always had lots of young kids listening. But with that in mind, I think it's kind of interesting to find out if any of you were making music when you were very young. I mean, like elementary school, grade school. Zach, I'll start with you. Do you have any memories of like writing songs as a little kid?
To answer that question, no. Short answer, no. But singing and humming melodies, I think every kid does. You know, walks around the house just singing. You know, like I'm walking up the steps. Yeah. And it's a beautiful day. You know, kids always do that.
They do.
I definitely did a lot of that. But actually, writing, creating songs, no.
I used to sing my paper route. Like I knew every like house number, and it would be like 3322, 3324, 3326, you know, going all down. And this is where the brown dog lives. And
that's creating music. That's creating melody and music. And I think that's why I enjoy writing melodies now.
We haven't talked to Banjo Jason. Did you do anything like that as a kid?
The only thing I can recall is I think in third grade I played the trumpet for just a very short amount of time.
I can't even really remember.
This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I do remember doing that, maybe a recital or two in Schaefer Elementary School in Crafton. Then maybe in eighth grade, I picked up the guitar for maybe a month or two from a music teacher at my school. And then I didn't pick up an instrument until about 17 or 18, maybe. Huh. 17, probably. I was late high school.
And what was that? Was that the banjo?
Guitar.
Okay. Yeah. And how did you... come to the banjo? He's playing a five string, by the way.
Yes, five string. Just years of guitar and then finger picking, and I just decided to pick up the banjo one day and just to see how my style would translate on it. And I wasn't really a bluegrass fan. I love bluegrass, but I didn't pick it up with the intent of doing bluegrass stuff, just any music that I was being a part of. And so that's where it came to. And the guitar is still my friend. We just don't talk very much right now.
Yeah, you go through.
But I have it. It's in the case. Hopefully it's all warm and snug. But
yeah, you go through phases. Yes. Actually, that's really interesting looking banjo. Where did that come from?
This came from Pittsburgh Guitars.
Yeah, it's who made it?
This is Deering. It's a good time special, I think
I'm not
it's called.
Used to seeing such a blonde neck.
Yes, I do appreciate that in it, but...
He likes blonde.
I was going to say that. I was seriously waiting for the moment to say that.
So, yeah, this is very good, very, very good banjo.
Yeah.
I love playing it.
That's nice. Oh, if you could pass the microphone over to Patrick, just so we can say hello to him. And Patrick's the one that caused me to call every instrument beautiful, because
I have that effect on people.
who made the bass?
I haven't picked up this thing in ages. Zach told me last night. I was like, "Why don't you bring the acoustic bass?" I actually bought this for a totally different reason. I do product design, and I need an acoustic guitar to work on something with, and so I just bought this. It's actually not very expensive at all, and the neck's pretty warped up here. It sounds pretty nasty up there, but down here it's fine.
Yeah,
so.
But picture a guitar with maybe half again its neck, you know, extended, and four strings, you know, played like a guitar. It's got a neat sound, and you are playing with a pickup. I was trying to see how that was mic'd. Do you remember music growing up?
I remember my first experience. I picked up piano for about 6 months, and I didn't really fall in love with that. But I do remember playing like the recorder in or sixth grade. And I still remember this recital we had with the whole class. Everybody had to play this thing. And the music teacher at the time, how about this for inspiration? She put the good kids up front, and then she told the kids in the back who weren't as good, she's like, just fake it for the recital.
That's a great...
it's good inspiration.
A teachable moment. I had a recorder in school, and also something called the flutophone, which I think probably couldn't be a recorder because it was missing something, but... You would think we would have Recorder Hero for all the recorders that are out there, or Flutophone Hero, or there is no Banjo Hero. Yeah. I've always wondered why.
It's a small market, I guess.
Probably. Get smaller and smaller. Jeremy, anything in your upbringing musically?
I did the elementary band. Actually played clarinet when I was in third grade. I didn't start playing guitar until I was 12, but I remember sitting next to my parents' stereos, and that's when the stereos were like, 3 feet tall.
The hi-fis.
Big stereos. And I just remember listening to pop music with my ear up to it and just like mumbling along with the lyrics, thinking I was like clairvoyant because I could somehow sing the songs as they were coming through. But really, I was just like, just mumbling along with these tunes. But that was my earliest memory with music. I always loved singing.
Yeah, it's interesting how far it can go back when you think about listening with your parents or listening on those big, huge console stereos that we now carry, in our pocket.
In our pockets. Yes. Yeah.
And that sound better.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Nameless in August is the group. NamelessInAugust.com is their website. And do you have anything scheduled coming up?
The next couple of months are going to be very exciting for us. Soon we'll be at Howler's Cafe, Coyote Cafe in Bloomfield. That is
it's February 13th. February 13th.
It's a Wednesday night. And then we also are opening up for a national act. His name is Howie Day. We're playing with him at the Hard Rock Cafe down in Station Square. That is March 3rd, Sunday.
Well, that's going to be a nice gig, I think.
Yeah, we have a lot of festivals lined up for the summer. We're definitely a festival, rootsy, outdoor type of band. So we'll definitely catch us at a festival this summer.
Well, we have time for a couple more at least. What would you like to do next?
It's called 1234.
At 11:42.
There you go.
On the Saturday Library Day.
Enjoy a new one. 1234 was your favorite time, because it read 1, 2, 3, 4. All I could say about 1234 as I see it now more than before. Loose is the life that you wanted to live. Loose is where it fell off. And tightly wound and roughly tore. After August falls the cold. Late July, over this summer sky, nothing else better sums it up. You know, late July, that you're far away from springtime. Spring was your favorite thing. Well, 34 doesn't mean much anymore, except that it's a little past noon. And I don't want to know what it feels like to not have you on my chest. You sparked that fire under me. And I don't want to know what it feels like to not have you in my life. I've come to this. Sleeping this bed alone, gripping my pillow in place of you, but no substitute for your heartbeat or your soul's heat. I want you there. For every smile I shoot, every moment that I execute, my love for you. Learn to swim, I prefer just drowning by your side. And I can sink into your arms. We'll steady ourselves to sleep. I'll be praying your soul to keep. If you leave me, no, I won't be the one who let you go. Someone who will fight for you down our lives winding a road. Till your eyes close. Till your eyes close. Till your eyes close. You there, it's for you, 'cause I want you there, it's for you, I wanted you there, it's for you, 'cause I want you there. Thank you.
a nice song. As we continue with Nameless in August, and what's happening recording-wise for you guys?
Great question. it's a great question. How much time do you have?
How much time? Said, do you need a couch?
Exactly. Yeah, we do need a couch for that discussion. We've started, and we just luckily we didn't go through with it, just because the band has evolved, you know, drastically in the last 4 or 5 months. So like, you know, so when you record, you obviously age, and you know you get better as you go on. You should, and we've progressed so quickly in the last 4 months. I think it's a good thing that we stopped what we were doing and want to actually capture what we are now. We just have to find the right way to capture it. We haven't found that yet. You know, regular we're not extraordinary, but we just haven't found a way to really capture what makes us and on record.
That's a good way of looking at it. And, you know, when do you finish? You know, it's tough, because the minute you record something, you're probably already critiquing it and wanting to change it. And I wouldn't call you guys a jam band necessarily, but you certainly, I'll bet, never play the same song the same way twice.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But there is some discipline to what you're doing. Nameless in August is the name of the group. We appreciate your tuning in this morning. Busy day. If you're really just rubbing the sleep out of your eyes, the groundhog did not see a shadow. You guys know what that means. That means mild, early spring. And I read this morning that, like, I think about 90% of the time the groundhog does see a shadow. And I don't know why I was thinking it would be more like a coin flip. But
he should be able to. I mean, his eyes are so close to the ground.
Yeah, you would think.
The shadow's right there.
I think it's all the news coverage and, you know, the lights on the groundhog. You know, it's got to be.
That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot, yeah.
On the spot like that.
Poor little groundhog, you know.
How long's that guy been alive?
They say that, you know, since the mid-1800s, I've never been that into it, but it's amazing.
It's
how
the same groundhog.
Yes, they claim it's the same groundhog.
I heard last night discussion at work that he travels with two armed guards.
No. What you heard was he has a two-armed guard. That's what you heard that takes care of him. I'm sure that Phil. I think we probably have time for one more.
It's a quick song if you want to do it.
We have about 6 minutes of radio time or so.
That's perfect,
it's great to have you guys. I'm always, it's just always nice because you guys always bring something fresh and different.
That's great.
And it's helping me relax a little bit as I look at all these controls and dials in front of me, which are...
Make your morning a little better.
Yeah. So what would you like to do?
This song's called Western PA. It's an early song. It's a hit of this band's.
Big hit.
Western PA. Real quick, if you guys are listening, check us out on Facebook. We definitely have a lot of stuff going on. So if you want to stay in contact and update, go to the Nameless in August Facebook page. You can do what you got to do there. And Laura, if you're listening, get well, honey. Hope you're doing all right. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah, Laura.
Western PA. Well, I left my home in the city, searching for the western ways of life. Spend my days eating rice and beans, I'm searching for a girl to make my wife. Things are good and things are bad, spend my days thinking about all I could have had. That's too bad, why? And I packed all I had, said I'm leaving today. 3 years now, I'll just stay right here, stay right here. Stay right here where I stay. I'm in Western PA. Where
far. Didn't have the energy to spin the wheels in my car. Borrowed a stage on the south part of town. I'm singing for love and I'll pick up what you throw down. Found me a girl, oh, she likes to fly. We don't get much done, but that don't matter much. No, anymore, my friends, and more my friends. I packed all I had, said I'm leaving, come May. 5 years now, I'll just stay right here, stay right here, stay right here. Where'd you stay? Western PA.
Yeah. They got some crazies, football savvy ladies. Take one around,
show yourself a good time. Me and some dames, no, we did not work out, but I think of them all when I'm downtown in the rain. Things got good, but when things get bad, remember the days when you had all you had. Whistles and bells in those rivers that swell, packing up my stuff. Swear that that's enough. 10 years now, I'm gonna stay right here, gonna stay right here. Stay in Western PA. It's where you live. Ah, bless my home in the city, searching for the righteous ways of life.
Thank you to Nameless and August, and do look for them. We've linked to their website as well as their Facebook page. It's now 4:30 before noon.